Today, President Bush told all federal agencies in California to conserve energy. As that state enters a critical period of potential shortages, California's energy crisis has already brought rolling power blackouts over the last several months, and more severe problems are anticipated in the summertime air conditioning season. The president has also dispatched his energy secretary, Spencer Abraham, to monitor developments in the state. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Citing an energy crisis in California, President Bush this afternoon signed an executive order calling on heads of federal agencies in areas threatened by electricity shortages to find ways to conserve.
This administration is deeply concerned about California and its citizens. We're worried about blackouts that may occur this summer, and we want to be a part of any solutions.
Mr. Bush has faced growing criticism in California for not doing more to help the state deal with its energy problems. Today's announcement came at the end of a White House meeting of the president's energy task force. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said increased demand could force 30 or 35 rolling blackouts in California during the coming hot summer months. He said every federal building in the state will conduct a review and come up with procedures that will go into effect, especially during peak usage hours.
Well, what we're saying is that in these federal facilities in California, we're going to look at all the different options in terms of trying to reduce peak load usage. One thing that can be done during stage two and stage three emergencies, which unfortunately seem to be likely this summer, is to turn up thermostats. That's one of a wide variety of options.
The Energy Department says air conditioners can be set at 78 degrees, escalators can be turned off, and unnecessary lights can be eliminated, to mention just a few options. The largest single consumer of electricity in California is the U.S. Department of Defense, with military bases and other facilities. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz attended the White House energy meeting today and predicted that military operations in the state can significantly cut back on their energy use without affecting their mission.
We are focusing on reducing peak loads in California, and we plan by this summer to achieve a 10% reduction in our total electricity load from the California commercial grid during peak demand hours. That's a 10% reduction from the levels of 12 months before. We're going to work down, hopefully by summer of next year, we'll be 15% below peak loads of a year ago.
The White House says such conservation measures can be applied to other regions of the country as needed. All of this comes just 3 days after a speech by Vice President Cheney in which he downplayed conservation measures as part of overall U.S. energy policy. The vice president spoke at an event in Toronto.
To speak exclusively of conservation is to duck the tough issues. Conservation may be a sign of personal virtue, but it is not a sufficient basis all by itself for sound, comprehensive energy policy.
Instead, the vice president advocated exploration for more energy sources. That speech was the first preview of the Energy Task Force's work, and it was greeted by strong criticism from environmentalists. Today, President Bush said that conservation is important, but again stressed the need to find new supplies.
What people need to hear loud and clear is that we're running out of energy in America. And it is so important for this nation to improve its infrastructure so we can not only deliver supplies, but we need to go find new supply. And I strongly believe we can do so in an environmentally friendly way.
The president's most controversial proposal along those lines is to drill in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Meanwhile, the presidential task force, assembled to come up with a broad energy policy, is expected to present its findings to the president in another 2 weeks. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.